headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, as promised, talking some Penn State basketball. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Jeff Brown joins us now to talk some Penn State hoops. And Jeff, 7-10, 0-6 in the Big Ten, I believe 1-5 on the road, coming off losses in the past week since you last joined us, to Nebraska on the road, Michigan State at home. Where are you at with this team now? They've lost four in a row, and you kind of know what the issues are. What would you see from Nebraska and Michigan State?
I'm at a loss. I truly am. Nebraska, I was really encouraged. You know, Nebraska's a tough place to play. Schedule makers didn't do the guys much favor. I mean, there are many favors there, but when they lost at Nebraska, but I thought, you know what, that would be one at the beginning of the season I would have chalked up as a loss anyway. Not a big deal, and they always have one big upset at home. I thought Michigan State might be the one, especially when they came out with two of their starters sitting on the bench and not able to play. I thought this might be the time, but it just didn't work out that way.
No, it didn't. And really, there wasn't a lot of drama in that one. There's a big lead early, and I thought it was interesting, I guess, after the game. Maybe the understatement of the century, Patrick Chambers said, "We just haven't brought it all together yet." And I think that statement is obvious, right? It's obvious, but it also hints at what we all kind of believe, that there is some potential with this team. There's just not a lot of hope at this very moment that they're going to turn a corner anytime soon. You just haven't really seen it yet.
Well, it's just frustrating. I mean, when you see Lamar Stevens barely score in the first half, now he ended up with 20 points, but you know, here again, we haven't put it together. Josh Reeves goes off for 20 points against Nebraska, gets 11, but really doesn't shoot well at all in this game against the Spartans. Can't put it together yet. Reeves, we've got to give him credit. He had a career high nine dishes. He's getting a little bit better as far as dishing the ball and being able to give Patrick a little bit of flexibility there. But you know, it's the same old song, but unfortunately it's true. They just don't ever put it all together.
And part of that, it's the concern before the season started. It's something we talked about when we first started talking Penn State hoops on this show, you know, a little while back. The consistent number two score. You know, you have a different name, it seems, every single night, being the guy. You know, Lamar Stevens is the only guy you can truly count on to put the ball in the hoop. And beyond that, you have guys coming and going. You don't have somebody really being consistent from night to night. You just have these flashes from up and down the lineup.
Yeah, and it's got to be tough to coach that way. That you never know who might step up. You'd like Mike Watkins to step up, but Mike plays respectably, but nothing yet. Miles Dredd, a decent game yesterday, but not the kind of game we were hoping for. I'm not sure what happened to Rajir Bolton. He didn't start. He played very few minutes. Certain didn't contribute much. And we were at one point on this show looking at maybe he would be the number two scorer. And Josh Reeves, as we mentioned, came up big against Nebraska, but was flat against Michigan State. And you're absolutely right. When you got one guy scoring, and even that guy didn't score until the second half of the game, you're in trouble, especially playing the number six team in the country.
What did you think, by the way, if Michigan State is where really any program in the Big Ten would like to be, what'd you think about Tom Izzo's team going on the road, shorthanded, and playing, you know, really as well as they did?
They're a really good team. I mean, that's an understatement, obviously, but it was pretty apparent right from the start who the better team was. And that's obvious from the rankings and everything else, but they're so well coached. They're so talented. They're big. I mean, really big. We've talked about the Penn State freshmen getting a taste of the Big Ten and getting banged around and that. There was a lot of banging going on at that basketball game yesterday. And unfortunately, and I don't want to bring this up as a homer, but with about, I think, 10 minutes left in the game, Penn State had only been at the line five times. They were getting no calls whatsoever. There's a lot of physical play, and Penn State got very, very few calls yesterday.
So you think if officiating was fair, Penn State would have won this game by double digits. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
No. Michigan State played like the number six team in the country, absolutely. But I think it would have been a game. You know, Patrick said after the game, I told the guys to go out in the second half and win the second half, and they indeed did, 32-31. They played, I think, tough against Michigan State. I think they were better than what they showed, because of, you know, losing by 15 points. I could see them losing by less than 10, but they just, it's the whole theme again. You can't put it together all at once, and that's all there is to it.
I wanted to ask you about that. So winning the second, I guess you go into the half and, you know, you're getting beat up. There's not really anything for you as a coach to, or as a team to do other than say, you know what, let's win the second half. They did that. How do you take that as a consolation prize? Is it something to build on? Is it another one of those little, it's a little tiny moral victory, I guess, that we're, you know, we talked about before that Penn State program's trying to get away from?
Well, I think maybe for the freshmen, you know, they looked at it and said, hey, Michigan State came in here and we hung with them. And had they played better, who knows what the outcome would have been, and maybe gotten a few calls from their refs as well. A quick story for you. Back when I was playing, in my playing days, we were playing in a ninth grade basketball game, and we were losing 62-14 at halftime. And our coach came in at halftime and just looked at us and said, we've got another game in 3 days. Don't anybody get hurt. That was his halftime speech.
How uplifted were you?
I'm sorry, what?
How uplifted, how inspired were you?
Oh, absolutely. We went out, and I think we lost by 40 or 50, so, you know.
We did such a good job not getting hurt in the second half.
That's right. Just don't get hurt. We got another game in a couple of days. You know, but if you got to take consolation on a few things, take consolation that Josh Rees gets a career high in assists with 9. Take consolation in the fact that they did win the second half 32-31. Take consolation in the fact they may have found themselves another player in Kyle McCloskey. He's the freshman that came in. He was the Villanova quarterback and transferred. And he came in and played some outstanding defense, took a couple of offensive fouls, and was just really tenacious as far as the defensive side of the ball is concerned. So, who knows where he may go? He got some pretty significant time yesterday, and maybe that's where Rasheer Bolton's minutes went, was to Kyle McCloskey. So there are a couple of things that you could look at and say, okay, you know, let's see how this plays out, but we're not going to know until they take on Iowa later on this week.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking some Penn State basketball with Jeff Brown, voice of a generation, and the Bryce Jordan Center. The highlight.
You ought to be my agent.
If you need representation and you have no expectations whatsoever for me to get the job done, I'll do it. I'll be there for you.
You and Jim are in.
yeah. So I wonder, and this is kind of big picture. Now we'll get into the Nebraska loss shortly, but you look at the makeup of this team and where they are at this point in time. And you have Lamar Stevens, who's a pretty steady and consistent scorer. I think we know that. Mm-hmm. The other veteran guys on the team just aren't really, you know, they're glorified glue guys. They're not really primetime scorers. Mike Watkins and Josh Rees, it's not a natural fit for them to be big-time scorers. They can get their points, but it's not really, you know, you don't design plays for them necessarily. And then you have all the young guys coming in who they were bound to be erratic. They were bound to be inconsistent because that's what they do. And then you see, you know, Miles Dredd made a splash early, and he has really – I'm curious to see where he's at right now in terms of his number of three-point shots to his number of two-point shots. And it just seems to me that it's built to be this way. And my question, I guess, for you is there something that Penn State can grow into, or is this kind of fundamental makeup, at least the way it sits this season, a little too much to overcome?
I think this season, maybe. I went into the season thinking they had a legitimate shot at the big dance. And I thought they had a legitimate shot at being in the top 5, maybe top 7 in the Big Ten. And it doesn't appear like either or those things are going to be attainable this year. So, you know, maybe you do take a step back. Maybe you say, okay, let's go with the McCloskeys and the Dreds and the Boltons and the Joneses and that, and get them some playing time and get them seasoned and get them ready to go. You know, you still have Lamar coming back, hopefully next year. You still have Mike coming back next year. Things like that. Maybe you do take a step back now and readjust the goals and just say, let's just work on getting acclimated to the Big Ten and acclimated with what I do and, or with what we do, and, you know, play it out from there. You know, they're going to play hard. They play hard every single game. And if there's, you know, a lot of things that folks criticize Patrick Chambers for, you can never criticize him for the fact that his team doesn't give in at all, no matter what the score happens to be. And so, you know, let's let the season play out and give these young kids a chance to really find out about the Big Ten and get ready for next year.
Shifting gears, and this seems like it was ages ago, but Patrick Chambers served his one-game suspension. He was back for Nebraska. What did you think, by the way, of Tom Izzo calling that suspension a joke?
I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. I loved everything about that entire press conference that Izzo had. And I thought it was funny when he said that he's had to adjust and he had to genuflect and get down on one knee in the huddle and ask the guys if it's okay for him to tell them what they did wrong. It was beautiful. And I love that Tom Izzo came to the defense of Pat Chambers, because I totally agree with him. I came from that era when, you know, you did get your face mask yanked and you did get your arm yanked and you did get yelled at toe-to-toe. And it didn't hurt me. It only made me better. And I just thought the whole thing was just silly. I understood in this day and age why they had to do it, but just in the overall scheme of things, I just didn't like it.
Yeah, it was interesting to have Tom Izzo come to his aid like that. But there's no question there's a cultural change happening with kids these days, and you know, you do have to manage and coach them differently. And I think that's where the slip up was, that you lose control for a little bit. Not only that, you lose control for a little bit, and then it goes viral. You know, you can't have a moment of a lapse and have it fly under the radar anymore.
Well, the good thing was, you know, to Miles Dredd and his parents' credit, I mean, they jumped right in and said, hey, we don't have a problem with this. We understand this. And the other thing Izzo said was, if that was my kid, I would thank the coach for doing that. I wouldn't be criticizing him for it.
Well, we're going to thank you and not criticize you, Jeff Brown. We appreciate it. Penn State Hoops here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. That's it for us on this edition. You can always check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and go download the Keystone Sports app.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.